Welcome everybody. Shir number 1215. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rabbanan Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Now we're learning Shetaka be a schus for all of Klal Yisrael, a protection for Klal Yisrael and the schus of learning Hilchas Shabbos. Getting back to our malacha of Goizei's sharing. Okay, so I just want to go through a few interesting things. The Sefer, Kovitz Halachis brings down, he's actually a Talmud from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shlita, Tazan Gesund and Stark, and he brings down various different interesting shilas, some from his Rebbe, some other places. But he brings down like this on page Tav Kuf Samach Vav in Perik Mem Aleph. In reference to, we spoke about in the past, in reference to scratching one's head. He said that mutal achachach roishai v'ziknai, also one's beard. The person has a beard, they have to scratch, right? V'gabis enov, even possibly by the eyebrows. Or even possibly, let's say, on one's arm. They have, a person has hair on the arm. I have an itch on my arm. Could I scratch my arm? There's hair there. So he says, she'ein zep sikreshet litalishas, I'm sorry, sa'ores. It's not a psikresha. It's not inevitably going to be pulling out hairs. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. We spoke about before, last time I think we just spoke more on the head, but he brings that also from one's beard. He even says, the arm, whatever the case is, the various different parts of the body that have hair. In general, if somebody has an itch and they have to scratch, the beard and the head comes up all the time, one would be allowed. And the reason, even if a hair happened to fall out, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that it's not epsikresha. In general, we say, in other words, number one, you don't have a mind to pull out these hairs. Nobody, wants to pull out hairs from the beard, so I'll scratch my beard, and like this, the hairs will come out, that's how I'll pull it out. They don't want to pull out the hairs from the beard, they don't want it to come out. So it's really, in these cases, you could say it's really epsikresha to lenichalei also. And so on. So, but the Lamais, it's not, they want to say that it's not going to happen all the time. Anyways, like we saw, like he says straight up, She'ein zepsik reisha litlash sa'ares. It's not really, it's not going automatically going to be pulling out the hairs. Okay, another interesting thing. Again, various different interesting things brought down the Sefer Kovitz Halachas. It brings down, again, Perik Mem Aleph, Aishchav Beis. Reference to braiding. We spoke about braiding. One cannot braid hair and one cannot unbraid hair. But he says, it doesn't make a difference whether it's from three parts they braid it, or from two parts they braid it, doesn't matter. Even if it's very lightly braided, it's not tight, so you'll say, I understand tight braids. That could be a question of seiser, bone and seiser, but let's say it's very loose. So he says, even to make it, in a case in time whereby it's very loose, it's very, I'll make it loosely. What's the problem loosely? Okay, tightly, it's really good. It's tight, it's stiff and everything. So that could be buying a building. What about loosely? He says, no. Even to make it loosely is also not allowed. And we spoke about last time also, it braids on dolls, braids on shaitels. Now, as far as the braiding on the shaitel, also, we have to realize, even though we spoke about last time, in reference to combing or brushing, is a little bit different when it comes to a shaitel, different malacha, whatever the case might be. But when it comes to braiding, it's the same thing. Because let's keep in mind, person will say, well, we spoke about by the hairs, there's no question of, no problem of goizes, of shearing, when it's on the scalp. Good, I understand on my head, I can't comb my hair because it's on my head. But we said on a shaitel, it could be a question of kareya tearing or whatever. But when it comes to braiding, it's a drabbanon of boina building, or soyser, destroying. So in other words, when you're making the braids, it's a question of building. Undoing it is a question of soyser. So that has nothing to do, with the question of growing from a scalp, right? You'll say, well, good, my hair on the scalp, I understand. But what about on a doll? What about on a shaitel? Could I braid my shaitel? No, so you can't braid the shaitel either because of the fact that it's a question of the braids themselves being made, which runs under the, iser of boina building. And I just want to say also, we mentioned last time from the Sefer Shmir, the Sefer Lamates Malachis, in reference to a new shaitel, one can't comb or fix it up because that's running into Makabah of potash, even a small amount. And he also wants to say, even if it's made not wearable, let's say the shaitel was blown out of proportion, whatever, it was by heavy winds or whatever. So you'll say, well, now it's not wearable. Could I, you know, comb it back into shape? So he wants to say over there also will be running into a problem because of the fact that you're making it not wearable, you know. So a person has to really assess the situation. But we said a little drop here and there would be fine in conjunction with the things we mentioned. But the braiders do want to mention whether softly, hardly, however you want to do it, whether it's on the head, whether it's on a doll, whether it's on a wig, on a shaita, whatever it is, braiding, putting together, taking apart, we said was not allowed. The only thing was allowed, we said, just to undo the rubber band we mentioned from the Sefer Chut HaShani, take off the rubber band in a case in time whereby the braids won't be coming off right away. It's going to take time. So that would apply also to a shaitel. As long as you take off the rubber band, good, nothing happens. Over a short period of time, it could start to unwind, if you want to call it. So that we saw was okay. Just while we're on the subject, he brings down interesting, there's a Sefer Kavis Halachas in Ois Chav Dalet, in reference, again, in reference to a shaitel. We're getting, and if we're getting a little bit off the subject, but Lamais, it has to do with shaitel hair and so on. He says like this, that making, curling it. We said braiding can be done. What about curling it? He says curling, you know, making good curls on the shaitel, that cannot be done either. It's running under the malacha of tikkun mana, which is actually a tolda of boina filosal sol shein mahuda kol kach mishum tekin mana. He does say an interesting thing. Mikol makim imhi misol salis kahoygen. If it's already curled from before Shabbos, it's curled. That's all. Rezali tenba galilim hamiyuchadim lekach. And the person wants to put in like these round things that keep the shape. I guess, you know, not to go out with it on Shabbos where you can't carry, but whatever, they want to just keep it in there. That he said would be allowed. Interesting. But to make the original curls that you can't do in a shaitel, right? A person said, well, I want to make curls on Shabbos in a shaitel, on a regular shaitel, that you can't do. That's part of the malach of boina tekemana. But if it's already curled from before Shabbos and you just want to keep it, that's what he said. Mikol makom imhi misal salas. Sure, because again, we want to keep money. You're not doing anything by putting in the curls and putting in those round things to keep the shape, you know, to keep the curls. You're not doing anything. The curls were already made from before. You're just keeping them the way they are. Okay, we'll stop over here. But there's just some interesting things in reference to sheitlach, wigs, and so on. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.